I let my hands rest in the mud for a moment. My eyes closed, breathing in the scent like freshly tilled earth after a spring shower, and feeling the heavy, smooth texture, like cake batter. Gradually, other scents waft from the bucket to my nose. Lemonade on a summer's day. Old carpet. Motor oil. Baby shampoo. Wet dog. It must be a household pet then, a well-loved one. The mud grows warmer, and shapes begin to form under my hands, like clay molding itself into the form it was meant to have. I have brought back pets before. They usually want to go back to their houses, but of course that's a bad idea. I've never had a pet of my own, but I've fostered plenty of dead ones. The shapes inside the bucket become more solid, more defined. I frown, my eyes still closed. It doesn't feel like fur under my fingers, though it's hard to tell through the mud. I feel out a limb, then another. A head. My fingers comb through silky hair. Maybe it's one of those long-haired dogs, the kind you have to bathe and brush every day. But then my fingertips trace over eyes and a nose. And my own eyes fly open. The head is emerging from the bucket. Fingers poke out and hands stretch up toward me. I grab the creature under the arms and haul it out, setting it down feet first on the work table. There's no mistaking it. This time, I haven't brought back a household pet. I've brought back a child.